Yes, indeed. Good morning. Welcome back to another edition of our Home Improvement Show. Andy Lind is back with us answering those particular questions. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing well. By the way, happy Father's Day tomorrow to you and your whole family. You've got kids who have kids as well, don't you?
Yeah, and today is the actual due date of my first ever grandbaby. No news on the kids going to the hospital or anything like that yet. So, but any day now. And the 16th is a special number to my son and his wife. So they're, for some reason, they got tomorrow as the possible birth date in their head. So who knows?
Pretty
could
exciting.
Be, could become a grandpa on Father's Day.
And maybe even as we're doing the show.
I mean, you never, if all of a sudden I'm not here, Denny, you'll know why.
Well, we may have to put out a bulletin, you know, a news bulletin, get a newsroom on it.
Hey, the fourth generation possible at Lindis Construction. That speaking is. Of that,
yeah,
we are hiring at Lindis Construction now. This new generation of Lindises isn't going to be quite ready to hold hammers for another decade or so, but right now, so they're no help to us right now. Right now, we are hiring in our leaf guard department, our roofing department, our window department, our siding department. So you name it, we are trying to find good people. And if you are looking to not just find a job, but a chance to have a career, please check us out. Whether you have experience or not, we have great training programs, great benefits, some of the best health care insurance in the industry, if not the best. So much so, Denny, as I was this past week, I was down meeting with peers around the country, a group out of Florida, a group out of Georgia, a group out of Oklahoma, a group out of Seattle, Portland area, out of Texas, and out of New Jersey. So we and Mississippi. So contractors and roofers, Cambria countertop dealers are all part of this this peer networking group. And by almost double the percentage of our customers that are past customers and repeat business compared to anyone else I've been able to look at numbers in the country. So we're almost 60% of all business Lindis Construction does almost every year is past customers repeat, and that's because of my people. I really, truly, if I had to put one reason on it, it's the people that are doing the work and installing the work, and that's why we keep getting past customers and referrals. So, if you're interested in a career change or if you're in the industry and you're just looking to make a change, look us up, lindisconstruction.com, fill out an app, and we'll get you an interview.
On that particular topic, and you mentioned training, what kind of, I'm just thinking of a lot of young people, and the good news is so many people, young people, are checking out the trades this time, maybe waiting on college or not going to college. What about this training? I mean, if somebody coming out of high school, can they get in touch with you guys and say, hey,
absolutely.
I want to come to work for
absolutely.
You, but I don't
in
know
fact,
anything?
Yeah. I was on a job site earlier this week, and I believe the gentleman was 19. And he heard about us at one of the Builders Association's Build Your Future events. And every year, builder associations in every market, Twin Cities, Des Moines, Madison, Milwaukee, our Western Wisconsin, the Builders Association, they all have these fairs, and it's usually at a local fairground, and people in the trades will set up booths, and high schools will bring students through where they get a chance to talk to people in the trades about the career opportunities, try some tools out, you know, and see what they like. And we've gotten a few people to check us out through that, and this is one of them. And so right out of high school, every year we are hiring people out of high school. In fact, I'd be willing to bet that if you're having work done by Lindis Construction next week and you talk to the foreman on the job, they weren't always the foreman, or even the people that call you on the phone, the division leads. A lot of them started with us out of high school and worked their way up, and now they're running a whole division. So that's how it's supposed to work, Denny. You know, you should have room for an advancement. And I've always found our strongest assets are our people. And if I take care of them, my customers are going to be really, really happy.
Smart management. Surround yourself with good people. There's a. I know we have to break here momentarily, and then I'm interested to get your your opinion on some things that somebody sent me, and not a text, but an email on my Odyssey email, which we'll get to after the break. But in the meantime, there's a text that came in that says, does the warranty for LeafGuard gutters cover hail damage? Well, I know several years ago we had hail damage, and we had Linda's put on a new roof, and we had hail damage on the gutters, but it was the insurance that covered it.
Correct. If, you know, it is a 30% thicker aluminum than ordinary gutters, so it will withstand a little bit more hail than an ordinary average gutter. But it still is aluminum and can get damaged from hail. And a good bit more hail than an ordinary average gutter. But it still is aluminum and can get damaged from hail. And a good rule of thumb is if it's going to damage your roof, it'll probably damage the gutters. We do deal with, you know, our fair share of hailstorms. But unlike most contractors, as these storms have been rolling through the last couple of weeks, Danny, I've been sitting there hoping and praying that no hail happens, because I don't know, and maybe we should talk about this at the break, but our insurance policies have changed again, and mm-hmm. and I'd be willing to bet that for a lot of people, compared to 3 years ago, it's going to cost thousands of dollars more to do a hail claim than what it did, I mean, you know, yeah, just a few years ago. So we should probably talk about that as well.
Yeah, and having to up your what's the word I'm looking for?
Your coverage, or just know what has been excluded out of your coverage the last couple of years, and there may be some different things you can do and changes to policies. As long as you're having these conversations with your insurance agent, you know, nothing bad can happen of it, but it's the surprises that I'm worried about people are going to find out as this wasn't what it was 5 years ago. Well, they've made these changes, and for whatever reason, some people don't know about them.
Yeah, and the word I was looking for is deductible.
Yeah, that's going up there as well.
Yeah, big time, yeah. Hang on, Andy. We'll take a quick break. Invite our listeners to join in. Some already have. Any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you, either by phone or by text, as usual. 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, we have 69 degrees. We are heading to about 72 today. But now on Father's Day tomorrow, we're going to get up to about 92. Showers are going to be happening today and certainly overnight tonight. But right now, they're talking mostly sunny for Father's Day tomorrow, again, near 92. But it looks like kind of a wet week coming up as well. Right now, overcast, 69 degrees. From News Talk 830, this is WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show, presented by Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. You want to get in touch with those good folks? 844-9-LINDUS. And, Andy, I'm going to take care of something here, but talk a little bit about what you think the insurance companies may be making changes. What kind of changes are we looking at?
So we kind of touched on a little bit. So there has been changes in people's deductibles in some policies where it could be a percentage of the home's value. There's been some changes in age of roof, what's allowed. Some policies, if the roof is older than 10 years old, where they're not going to be paying the depreciated value. Meaning, so a lot of these policies, what an insurance company will come out and do is say your roof is $10,000-$20,000. We'll say we use $20,000. They're going to keep 30% back, so that's $6,000 back of the depreciated value. So if they're not going to give that $6,000 on a roof that's older than 10 years old, then that's adding $6,000 to your deductible. Now couple that with some of these policies aren't going to cover any of the soft metals just because they're dented. You have to prove that they're failing. So aesthetics aren't going to be covered. And some policies, like what I was talking about, your actual cash value or ACV versus your depreciated value, some policies have put into place that they're on roofing across the board. They're only going to pay you actual cash value, meaning you're adding 30% of the roof cost to your deductible in a lot of cases. So if you haven't had these conversations with your insurance agent or gone over your homeowner's insurance policy, this should be something that you do annually. and that you at least have somebody you can talk to where you're buying your insurance. And this is why, you know, sometimes we make these decisions where it's going to be $500 for this policy for the year or $450 for this policy for the year. And we really, really need to be able to pick, compare what I'm getting for that $50. And sometimes, Denny, I'm using the word $50. The number I've seen and the differences in the policies was $50 for thousands of dollars in coverage. And so the best advice I can give anyone is to call your insurance agent before there's a storm and go over your policy so you know what is covered and what's not covered. And if you do that, hopefully you don't have any hail damage or storm damage. But if a storm happens, you're going to be in a much better spot than most of your neighbors. And I'm telling you, Danny, this is why I'm dreading a big storm ever happening again, because I know it's just when you for most of us, you know, that extra 10 grand coming up with that unexpected expense can really, really put a dent, if not wipe out our complete savings. So it's I just don't want to see a lot of people go through that. So the more you can talk about it on the front end, I think you're going to be in a way better spot.
Boy, that's a great advice for sure. And recently, we've had some big hailstones here in parts of CCOLN. Big one.
And a couple of tornadoes too. So it's it missed most of Metro, but I know some folks up in that Brainerd area that are dealing with some stuff.
Yeah, good advice. Check with your agent, and our listeners here in this part of Minnesota and western Wisconsin as well, would you say should be equally aware, both states, Minnesota and Wisconsin?
For sure. And Wisconsin might be even worse than Minnesota because of some of the building code laws. So you got to pay attention to that. At least Minnesota, our laws are stricter on the type of roofing that's allowed to be installed. So you can only cut costs from an insurance standpoint so far. Now, go across the river a little bit where the standards aren't maybe as strict, and a lot of municipalities don't even inspect the roof. The insurance companies will pay out markedly less money. So, and when you're having an insurance contractor do it for insurance proceeds, what do you think that contractor does? Do you think he just makes less money? No, he's going to look for ways to cut labor and materials, and in the long run, it's the homeowner that gets hurt. So it's everyone needs to understand their policies and what's allowed and what's not allowed. And as you go through this process, you need to know exactly what's happening on your roof and the warranties and everything so you can make a really good decision.
Very good. Any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226, either a phone call or a text. We'll do it. 651-461-9226. Here's a deck question. In fact, it's interesting, Andy. I'm sure you'll agree. For years, you and I would talk about how do we prepare, how do I get my old cedar deck to look good? Rarely do we talk about wood decks anymore, once in a while. And here's one. I have a one-year-old cedar deck not stained yet. What's the best prep and product to stain? And I know what you're going to say.
I use the Behr brightener and conditioner, Behr, B-E-H-R, that I bought at one of the box stores to open up the lumber. And then I'm going to use Penifin, an oil-based stain, or Sickens, but we have better luck with Penifin than Sickens on decking. And it comes in a variety of colors, whether you want it to be, you know, transparent or not, and go from there. But that oil-based stain, you should be able to, you know, after that's done, every 3 years or so, reapply, and you're good to go.
And I know you and I talked last time about the Penifin product. Some places it's harder to find, and I haven't looked for a while, but it was at an Ace hardware store where I used to find it. How about you?
Same. Yeah. And the reason why that brightener and conditioner is important, and on a one-year-old cedar deck, it might not be as important, but especially when it's first installed, you know, after it sits there and weathers for a year, it's going to naturally open up anyways, as long as it's dry. But as cedar goes through the mill, those blades have heat, and the heat can sometimes seal off the wood. So the brightener conditioner is going to open up those pores and allows the stain to penetrate the wood the distance that it's supposed to. so it lasts as long as it should. And that's why it's important. It's a step that you know, it adds maybe a day to the project, but and it doesn't add a lot of cost, but it's a really important one, especially on a brand new deck.
Very good. Let's take a break, Andy. We'll have a look at that forecast. I think taking a glance, a lot of people are going to wish they had leaf guard gutters this coming week. Rain is on the way. We'll talk about more specifics and about another half hour of the show to go. So any kind of a home improvement question, call us or text us, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Don't forget Dad tomorrow, Father's Day tomorrow, but a warm one, 92 or so here in the Metro Twin Cities. 69 degrees at the moment. Denny Long here, back with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Andy, what kind of deals going on at Lindis right now this month of June?
We have 50% off labor on the installation of GAF asphalt roofing and leaf guard gutters, and 75% off labor on the installation of Infinity Windows by Marvin. And I can tell you, Denny, our leaf guard crews have been really, really busy. And looking at the forecast for the week, right now, my house is predicted to have anywhere from 5 to 7 inches of rain in the next 7 days. So,
we'll be getting more calls for sure.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. The phone, the rain definitely makes the phone ring, but we've had more rain days this year than all of last year, Denny. So already we're sitting here mid-June, and we've had more rain days and so stoppage of work than we had all of last year.
That's the other side of the coin, yeah. Sure.
It is, you know. But hey, it is what it is, and we'll do what we can, and we're not afraid to work our fair share of Saturdays. We have another beautiful one today, and we'll get through it. That's
very good.
That's for sure.
651-461-9226. Any kind of a home improvement question you might have. We're going to get to that email that I received here in a moment. But let's get some other questions answered. Listener says, home sewer line needs to be partially replaced and lined. The company said they will dig 2 to 3 feet outside the home foundation, but does not want to be responsible for any damages if it hits the foundation. You think that's normal, they want to know.
No, I don't think so. I don't ever recall a sewer line getting replaced where the company doing the sewer line. This happens on a regular basis, you know, especially if you live in an older neighborhood. Sometimes these go bad, and I've heard of the city, you know, it has to pay for a certain amount, and then you are paying for the rest of it. And I wonder if that's what it is. You've got to pay for all of the inside work with your own plumber. So they're going to be running all of this, and then you got to hire your own company to do the rest of it. Maybe that's what this is, but I would never have anybody touch my sewer line that says, "Hey, if I wreck your house, I'm not responsible."
Yeah. Well, this is goes right into the email that I received from a listener, and I won't use the company's name because it's known and they've been around for years. But the contractor, listed 4 items in a contract. And I've never seen this before, and it kind of goes along with what you were just saying. In fact, I was going to take them individually, but let me just read them, and then we'll get your take on it, since you're the head of a major company yourself. All right, here's one. The buyer holds the contractor harmless from damage or injury that may result. That's the first one. And the listener says, so they're not responsible for any damage to my property or me? And number two, the contractor is not responsible for any damage to property in or near the work area, including without limitation, fixtures, drywall, plaster, wall construction, decorations, plants, wall hangings, or other parts of premises or its contents. And the buyer holds the contractor harmless from any such damage. That was a long one. Number three, the buyer waives subrogation. I had to look that up from my old business law class. And shall obtain from each of its insurers a waiver of subrogation in favor of the contractor with respect to losses arising out of or in connection to the work. Finally, the contractor maintains current insurance policies covering his general liability and workers' compensation obligations prior to construction. The buyer shall have in place homeowner's insurance covering the finished value of the work. I have never seen these four items in a contract before. Is that unusual or is it relatively common?
Well, those...
It sounds like a lot of lawyers getting together here.
Yeah, and not knowing who the company is, you know, again, as these larger corporate organizations acquire all these companies around the country, lawyers and more lawyers get involved and to protect as they sell this millions and millions and millions of dollars of business, they're all worried about liability down the road. You know, we have something in our contract that talks about, you know, it's really hard for us to guarantee that if we're working on your roof or your walls and a painting inside your house falls off the wall.
Well, accidents happen.
But we try to talk about that all at the beginning and we point that in there. And one of the things that's required if we're going to be working on the wall, if there's anything valuable on the inside of the house, we want to remove that off the wall now and protect it. And we'll reinstall it when we're done working on the walls. I mean, Danny, we're working on homes sometimes that are, you know, 100 years old. These aren't, you know, sometimes it's 2x4 construction and it's not the most stable surface. So you have to do things as you go through the project. Now, for me, something goes sideways on a project, I'm responsible. And yes, lawyers put a lot of things in, and there's certain things that the state of Minnesota mandates is in our contracts. But I'd be wary. I'd want to ask more questions and kind of go from there. It sounds like a few lawyers got a hold of something, and basically, yeah. if anything goes sideways, it's on the homeowner, it sounds like.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, we're not responsible for anything. I just found it interesting. Thanks to the listener. Good luck with that. I'd like to hear that listener, he or she, give us a result. I know they also added that they would be checking, asking more questions about those items. So we'll let you know. We'll let you know if we hear back. Phone number for any kind of other home improvement question is 651-461-9226. It is also a text number for your question. Another text came in, and they've heard, Andy, you talk about the acceptable humidity levels in homes. What are we looking at this time of year?
You know, in that around that 40% range is pretty acceptable. It's more important as it gets colder in the year. And it's not that it's not important now. You know, if you're not running a dehumidifier and it's 80% in there and you're getting the musty odors in your basement, yeah, that can lead to some issues. But in the wintertime, if we don't, I've had more issues because of humidity in the wintertime because of the how easy it is for warm air to meet a cold surface and cause condensation. So then the more moisture that's in the air, the easier that is to happen. So as it gets colder, for instance, below 20 degrees, the recommendation sometimes on a lot of homes is under 20%. So for me, I run at 44% right now for the summer. And as it gets towards the fall, I crank that down to 38%. And I've had good luck with my home because of that. Now, I would take a look at your home and adjust as you see. As long as you're understanding what's happening, it's when things get really out of whack that bad things happen. So as long as you're running some type of dehumidification system, you're hovering around that 40% range, you're usually okay.
Do you, at your house, Andy, with your air conditioning, doing much of the work as far as dehumidification, do you also have, like, in the basement, a dehumidifier as well?
Yeah, and at my house, Danny, we don't run the AC all that much. You know, I have an old four-square farm home that has really good shade and really good airflow. So for the most part, my air conditioning units aren't operating. That's why... Might be why my air conditioning unit has lasted as long as it has. You know, when it only runs, you know, sure, a couple weeks a year, it seems to last decades.
You have natural cooling. That's great.
I do.
Let's do this. We need to take a break, I'm getting told, so let's do that. Again, invite our listeners to join in. If you still have any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, we have 69 degrees. It's overcast. Again, maybe raining where you are. It will be raining later today, if not already, and certainly overnight tonight. We're looking at chances of rain, maybe half an inch today, 3/4 of an inch possible overnight. That's just here in the next day and a half or so here in the Twin Cities, with more to come. At this moment, 69 degrees from News Talk 830 WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Don't forget Dad tomorrow, Father's Day tomorrow, and a warm one it will be here in the Twin Cities, maybe 92. For a daytime high. We're in the midst, the final moments of our home improvement show presented by Lindus Construction. Andy Lindus answering those questions. Here's one, Andy, before we run out of time. A listener wants to know, they want to know what wood deck, what wood material would be the best stainable decking. What do you think?
You know, I've seen some of that Ipe and some of that other wood last a really, really long time. Some of the redwood decks we've worked on over the years have lasted a really, really long time. Cedar always takes staining very nicely. I'd stay away from the brown treat and green treat if you're wanting to have a nice stained deck. Now, those can last a long time, but that doesn't take stain very good. So, any of the exotic woods or cedar seem to be the best bet.
Okay, very good. I'm looking at another text from a listener. What's the best way to vent heat out of my attached garage during the summer months without having the doors or windows open, they add?
You know, having proper roof venting. And if you don't have any type of roof venting, this might be a good place to put one of our power vents or solar-powered vents that are going to manually pull the exhaust out of that garage area for you.
Okay. Now, when we talk about power vents, I know going back to roofing and the attic, you're saying that some folks who have all sorts of vents, actually they end up working against each other, right?
Yeah, you have to look at the entire attic or the entire space as a whole and make sure that you don't do that. But in these types of areas where maybe you don't have the intake and the soffit venting, and it's not a heated space, it could be you're just looking at installing, and it may be just installing an electric exhaust fan in the gable area that you can turn off and on to vent that area might be the best bet for you. Now, I know this sounds goofy. Having a dehumidifier in your garage sometimes can lead to it being a little bit cooler as well. So I know I run our dehumidification unit out in my garage. My garage is a little bit more of a man cave than a garage, though.
Yeah.
You know, I used a lot of old barn wood on the interior walls, and it's labor of love here for me. I get this is my one thing I've ever built brand new for myself, so I've been working on it. Still not finished any. I think I'm on year 6 of this build now.
we won't get into that. But what kind of insulation is there?
I did a spray foam on all of the walls, and then I did a cellulose R60 blown into the attic. Why I like cellulose in the attic space, even if you're going to put down a little bit of spray foam where you seal everything off and then put cellulose over the top, I've had better luck with rodent control with cellulose than fiberglass. I think the fire retardant that they add to the cellulose has a natural, rodent deterrent. It seems like they don't seem to like that cellulose as much as the fiberglass. And being out in the country, an old 4-square farm home, that I thought that was an important thing. And in fact, Denny, rodents cause as much damage in attics as almost anything. So outside of leaks and moisture issues, rodents are the next big problem that we see in a lot of attics. Where imagine something is running around up there. It's all dead air space that gives you the R value. So the more that insulation gets compressed, the less R value it has. And now rodents are going to, be using rodent plumbing up in the attic. Yeah. And so that's going to compress some of the thing. Or they're going to build a nest in one area or have tunnel systems everywhere. So it's when we run into those issues, this is why we end up vacuuming out a lot of these attics and getting down to the bare, you know, decking and the ceiling, so we can see exactly what's going on and fix it the right way.
Couple of minutes to go on the show, Andy. Let's grab another text. My house texter says it's all brick. Recently, I noticed two small holes in the mortar where a bee was entering. What can I use to plug those holes? What material do you think you could put in there?
You know, I believe OSI makes a concrete mortar filler. I would look that up online. I know there's a couple of other ones out there as well that are specifically for concrete. Now, the worry is mortar, as it starts to, you know, fall apart, you usually can see some cracking elsewhere. So it might be where this is going to be something that you have to do on a regular basis. I don't know where these holes came from or why the holes are there. But I would inspect the rest of the mortar and look for the cracking and try to repair that as you go along there. But there are caulkings, and you know, where it doesn't quite look exactly like the mortar, but they make it specifically to match mortar.
Okay.
A few of the manufacturers. But OSI, when it comes to caulking and silicone and any types of glues, that's where I start. I look them up online. I think those folks have designed some pretty awesome products over the year. And, yeah, and we're constantly testing silicones and products, and we have less failure rates with OSI products than any of the other products.
Yeah, good product. 2 minutes to go. Texter has an Anderson patio sliding door that could be 20 years old, and all of a sudden it does not slide well. A friend looked at it, said, "We have had a lot of rain and things swell." She said, "I'm not sure where my deceased husband purchased it. What should I do next?" What would you recommend that listener do?
It could be the rollers that are going bad, you know, depending on these patio doors. And hopefully that there are parts available that you can get. So one thing that that we know when we come out and look at these projects, if it can be repaired, we're going to let you know. And our group of people are as good at working on any of these projects as anyone in repairing them. Having said that, a 20-year-old patio door might only have, you know, 10 years left on its life tops, and if it's really hard to operate now, whether it can be adjusted, I don't know. You might want to look at what the costs are to replace that patio door. And that's the nice part about us, Denny. When we come out and look at projects like this, we can go over both of those things.
Yeah. And get a free estimate.
Absolutely. Yeah. No cost to it whatsoever.
More information. So, yeah, for that listener and all the listeners who may want to reach out to Lindis for whatever project you may have in mind, especially take advantage of some of these great deals now. 844-9-LINDIS, 844-9-LINDIS. Andy, as we head out of here, happy Father's Day to you. And do let us know when you suddenly become a grandpa. And
I will.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And let's meet up again next week.
Sounds great, Danny. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Yeah, give him a call. 844-9-LINDIS. Maybe you need a new deck. Bet you could still have one before the year is up, before the summer's done. 844-9-LINDIS. Showers and thunderstorms possible today in the Twin Cities. It's going to be a nice day today. Otherwise, 72 the high. But on Dad's Day tomorrow, we're going to get up to near 92. Denny Long here. Thanks for listening today. Thank you, Dennis, downtown. Overcast, 69 degrees now in the Twin Cities. Yes, indeed. Good morning. Welcome back to another edition of our Home Improvement Show. Andy Lind is back with us answering those particular questions. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing well. By the way, happy Father's Day tomorrow to you and your whole family. You've got kids who have kids as well, don't you?
Yeah, and today is the actual due date of my first ever grandbaby. No news on the kids going to the hospital or anything like that yet. So, but any day now. The 16th is a special number to my son and his wife. So they're, for some reason, they got tomorrow as the possible birth date in their head. So who knows?
Pretty
could
exciting.
Could become a grandpa on Father's Day.
and maybe even as we're doing the show.
I mean, you never, if all of a sudden I'm not here, Denny, you'll know why.
Well, we may have to put out a bulletin, you know, a news bulletin, get a newsroom on it.
Hey, the fourth generation possible at Linus Construction. Speaking of that,
yeah,
we are hiring at Linus Construction. This new generation of Linuses isn't going to be quite ready to hold hammers for another decade or so, but right now, so they're no help to us right now. Right now, we are hiring in our leaf guard department, our roofing department, our window department, our siding department. So you name it, we are trying to find good people. And if you are looking to not just find a job, but a chance to have a career, please check us out. Whether you have experience or not, we have great training programs, great benefits, some of the best health care insurance in the industry, if not the best. So much so, Denny, as I was this past week, I was down meeting with peers around the country, a group out of Florida, a group out of Georgia, a group out of Oklahoma, a group out of Seattle, Portland area, out of Texas, and out of New Jersey. So we and Mississippi, so contractors and roofers, Cambria countertop dealers are all part of this this peer networking group, and by almost double the percentage of our customers that are past customers and repeat business compared to anyone else I've been able to look at numbers in the country. So over almost 60% of all business Linus Construction does almost every year is past customers repeat, and that's because of my people. I really, truly, if I had to put one reason on it, it's the people that are doing the work and installing the work, and that's why we keep getting past customers and referrals. So, if you're interested in a career change or if you're in the industry and you're just looking to make a change, look us up, LindusConstruction.com, fill out an app, and we'll get you an interview.
On that particular topic, and you mentioned training, what kind of, I'm just thinking of a lot of young people, and the good news is so many people, young people, are checking out the trades this time, maybe waiting on college or not going to college. What about this training? I mean, if somebody coming out of high school, can they get in touch with you guys and say, hey,
absolutely,
I want to come to work for
absolutely
you, but I don't know anything?
Yeah. I was on a job site earlier this week, and I believe the gentleman was 19. And he heard about us at one of the Builders Association's Build Your Future events. And every year, builder associations in every market, Twin Cities, Des Moines, Madison, Milwaukee, our Western Wisconsin, the Builders Association, they all have these fairs. And it's usually at a local fairground. And people in the trades will set up booths, and high schools will bring students through where they get a chance to talk to people in the trades about the career opportunities, try some tools out, you know, and see what they like. And we've gotten a few people to check us out through that, and this is one of them. And so right out of high school, every year we are hiring people out of high school. In fact, I'd be willing to bet that if you're having work done by Linus Construction next week and you talk to the foreman on the job, they weren't always the foreman, or even the people that call you on the phone, the division leads. A lot of them started with us out of high school and worked their way up, and now they're running a whole division. So that's how it's supposed to work, Denny. You know, you should have room for an advancement. And I've always found our strongest assets are our people. And if I take care of them, my customers are going to be really, really happy.
Smart management. Surround yourself with good people. There's a. I know we have to break here momentarily, and then I'm interested to get your opinion on some things that somebody sent me, not a text but an email on my Odyssey email, which we'll get to after the break. But in the meantime, there's a text that came in that says, "Does the warranty for leaf guard gutters cover hail damage?" Well, I know several years ago we had hail damage, and we had Linda's put on a new roof, and we had hail damage on the gutters, but it was the insurance that covered it.
Correct. If you know, it is a 30% thicker aluminum than ordinary gutters, so it will withstand a little bit more hail than an ordinary average gutter. But it still is aluminum and can get damaged from hail, and a good roof more hail than an ordinary average gutter, but it still is aluminum and can get damaged from hail. And a good rule of thumb is if it's going to damage your roof, it'll probably damage the gutters. We do deal with, you know, our fair share of hailstorms, but unlike most contractors, as these storms have been rolling through the last couple of weeks, Denny, I've been sitting there hoping and praying that no hail happens, because I don't know, and maybe we should talk about this at the break, but our insurance policies have changed again, and and I'd be willing to bet that for a lot of people, compared to 3 years ago, it's going to cost thousands of dollars more to do a hail claim than what it did, I mean, you know, just a few years ago, so we should probably talk about that as well.
Yeah, and having to up your what's the word I'm looking for?
Your coverage, or just know what has been excluded out of your coverage the last couple of years, and there may be some different things you can do and changes to policies. As long as you're having these conversations with your insurance agent, you know, nothing bad can happen of it, but it's the surprises that I'm worried about people are going to find out as well, this wasn't what it was 5 years ago. Well, they've made these changes, and for whatever reason, some people don't know about them.
Yeah, and the word I was looking for is deductible.
Yeah, that's going up there as well.
Yeah, big time, yeah. Hang on, Andy. We'll take a quick break. Invite our listeners to join in. Some already have. Any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you, either by phone or by text, as usual. 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, we have 69 degrees. We are heading to about 72 today. But now on Father's Day tomorrow, we're going to get up to about 92. Showers are going to be happening today and certainly overnight tonight. But right now, they're talking mostly sunny for Father's Day tomorrow, again, near 92. But it looks like kind of a wet week coming up as well. Right now, overcast, 69 degrees. From News Talk 830, this is WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show, presented by Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. You want to get in touch with those good folks? 844-9-LINDUS. And, Andy, I'm going to take care of something here, but talk a little bit about what you think the insurance companies may be making changes. What kind of changes are we looking at?
So we kind of touched on a little bit. So there has been changes in people's deductibles in some policies where it could be a percentage of the home's value. There's been some changes in age of roof, what's allowed. Some policies, if the roof is older than 10 years old, where they're not going to be paying the depreciated value, meaning, so a lot of these policies, what an insurance company will come out and do is say your roof is $10,000-$20,000. We'll use $20,000. They're going to keep 30% back, so that's $6,000 back of the depreciated value. So if they're not going to give that $6,000 on a roof that's older than 10 years old, then that's adding $6,000 to your deductible. Now couple that with some of these policies aren't going to cover any of the soft metals just because they're dented. You have to prove that they're failing. So aesthetics aren't going to be covered. And some policies, like what I was talking about, your actual cash value or ACV versus your depreciated value, some policies have put into place that they're on roofing across the board. They're only going to pay you actual cash value, meaning you're adding 30% of the roof cost to your deductible. In a lot of cases. So if you haven't had these conversations with your insurance agent or gone over your homeowner's insurance policy, this should be something that you do annually and that you at least have somebody you can talk to where you're buying your insurance. And this is why, you know, sometimes we make these decisions where it's going to be $500 for this policy for the year or $450 for this policy for the year. And we really, really need to be able to compare what I'm getting for that $50. And sometimes, Denny, I'm using the word $50. The number I've seen and the differences in the policies was $50 for thousands of dollars in coverage. And so the best advice I can give anyone is to call your insurance agent before there's a storm and go over your policy so you know what is covered and what's not covered. And if you do that, Hopefully you don't have any hail damage or storm damage, but if a storm happens, you're going to be in a much better spot than most of your neighbors. And I'm telling you, Danny, this is why I'm dreading a big storm ever happening again, because I know it's just when you for most of us, you know, that extra 10 grand coming up with that unexpected expense can really, really put a dent, if not wipe out our complete savings. So it's I just don't want to see a lot of people go through that. So the more you can talk about it on the front end, I think you're going to be in a way better spot.
Boy, that's a great advice for sure. And recently, we've had some big hailstones here in parts of CCO land. Big one.
Yes, and a couple of tornadoes too. So it's it missed most of the metro, but I know some folks up in that Brainerd area that are dealing with some stuff.
Yeah, good advice. Check with your agent, and our listeners here in this part of Minnesota and western Wisconsin as well, would you say are equally should be equally aware, both states, Minnesota and Wisconsin?
For sure. And Wisconsin might be even worse than Minnesota because of some of the building code laws. So you got to pay attention to that. And at least Minnesota, our laws are stricter on the type of roofing that's allowed to be installed. So you can only cut costs from an insurance standpoint so far. Now, go across the river a little bit where the standards aren't maybe as strict, and a lot of municipalities don't even inspect the roof. The insurance companies will pay out markedly less money. So, and when you're having an insurance contractor do it for insurance proceeds, what do you think that contractor does? Do you think he just makes less money? No, he's going to look for ways to cut labor and materials, and in the long run, it's the homeowner that gets hurt. So it's everyone needs to understand their policies and what's allowed and what's not allowed. And as you go through this process, you need to know exactly what's happening on your roof and the warranties and everything so you can make a really good decision.
Very good. Any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226, either a phone call or a text. We'll do it. 651-461-9226. Here's a deck question. In fact, it's interesting, Andy. I'm sure you'll agree. For years, you and I would talk about how do we prepare, how do I get my old cedar deck to look good? Rarely do we talk about wood decks anymore, once in a while. And here's one. I have a one-year-old cedar deck not stained yet. What's the best prep and product to stain? And I know what you're going to say.
I used the Behr brightener and conditioner, Behr, B-E-H-R, that I bought at one of the box stores to open up the lumber. And then I'm going to use Penifin, an oil-based stain, or Sickens, but we have better luck with Penifin than Sickens on decking. And it comes in a variety of colors, whether you want it to be, you know, transparent or not, and go from there. But that oil-based stain, you should be able to, you know, after that's done, every 3 years or so, reapply, and you're good to go.
And I know you and I talked last time about the Penifin product. Some places it's harder to find, and I haven't looked for a while, but it was at an Ace hardware store where I used to find it. How about you?
Same. Yeah. And the reason why that brightener and conditioner is important, and on a one-year-old cedar deck, it might not be as important, but especially when it's first installed, you know, after it sits there and weathers for a year, it's going to naturally open up anyways, as long as it's dry. But as cedar goes through the mill, those blades have heat, and the heat can sometimes seal off the wood. So the brightener conditioner is going to open up those pores and allows the stain to penetrate the wood the distance that it's supposed to. So it lasts as long as it should, and that's why it's important. It's a step that you know, it adds maybe a day to the project, but and it doesn't add a lot of cost, but it's a really important one, especially on a brand new deck.
Very good. Let's take a break, Andy. We'll have a look at that forecast. I think taking a glance, a lot of people are going to wish they had leaf guard gutters this coming week. Rain is on the way. We'll talk about more specifics and about another half hour of the show to go. So any kind of a home improvement question, call us or text us, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Don't forget Dad tomorrow, Father's Day tomorrow, but a warm one, 92 or so here in the Metro Twin Cities. 69 degrees at the moment. Denny Long here, back with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Andy, what kind of deals going on at Lindis right now this month of June?
We have 50% off labor on the installation of GAF asphalt roofing and leaf guard gutters, and 75% off labor on the installation of Infinity Windows by Marvin. And I can tell you, Denny, our leaf guard crews have been really, really busy. And looking at the forecast for the week, right now, my house is predicted to have anywhere from 5 to 7 inches of rain in the next 7 days. So,
we'll be getting more calls for sure.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. The phone, the rain definitely makes the phone ring, but we've had more rain days this year than all of last year, Denny. So already we're sitting here mid-June, and we've had more rain days and so stoppage of work than we had all of last year.
That's the other side of the coin, yeah.
Sure. It is, you know. But hey, it is what it is, and we'll do what we can, and we're not afraid to work our fair share of Saturdays. We have another beautiful one today, and we'll get through it. That's
very good.
That's for sure.
651-461-9226. Any kind of a home improvement question you might have. We're going to get to that email that I received here in a moment. But let's get some other questions answered. Listener says, the home sewer line needs to be partially replaced and lined. The company said they will dig 2 to 3 feet outside the home foundation, but does not want to be responsible for any damages if it hits the foundation. You think that's normal, they want to know.
No, I don't think so. I don't ever recall a sewer line getting replaced where the company doing the sewer line, this happens on a regular basis, you know, especially if you live in an older neighborhood, sometimes these go bad and I've heard of the city, you know, it has to pay for a certain amount and then you are paying for the rest of it. And I wonder if that's what it is. You've got to pay for all of the inside work with your own plumber. So they're going to be running all of this, and then you got to hire your own company to do the rest of it. Maybe that's what this is, but I wouldn't ever have anybody touch my sewer line that says, "Hey, if I wreck your house, I'm not responsible."
Yeah. Well, this is goes right into the email that I received from a listener, I won't use the company's name because it's known and they've been around for years. But the contractor, listed 4 items in a contract. And I've never seen this before, and it kind of goes along with what you were just saying. I was going to take them individually, but let me just read them, and then we'll get your take on it, since you're the head of a major company yourself. All right, here's one. The buyer holds the contractor harmless from damage or injury that may result. That's the first one. And the listener says, so they're not responsible for any damage to my property or me? And number two, the contractor is not responsible for any damage to property in or near the work area, including without limitation, fixtures, drywall, plaster, wall construction, decorations, plants, wall hangings, or other parts of premises or its contents. And the buyer holds the contractor harmless from any such damage. That was a long one. Number three, the buyer waives subrogation. I had to look that up from my old business law class. And shall obtain from each of its insurers a waiver of subrogation in favor of the contractor with respect to losses arising out of or in connection to the work. Finally, the contractor maintains current insurance policies covering his general liability and workers' compensation obligations prior to construction. The buyer shall have in place homeowner's insurance covering the finished value of the work. I have never seen these 4 items in a contract before. Is that unusual or is it relatively common?
Well, those...
It sounds like a lot of lawyers getting together here.
Yeah, and not knowing who the company is, you know, again, as these larger corporate organizations acquire all these companies around the country, lawyers and more lawyers get involved, and to protect as they sell this millions and millions and millions of dollars of business, they're all worried about liability down the road. You know, we have something in our contract that talks about, you know, it's really hard for us to guarantee that if we're working on your roof or your walls and a painting inside your house falls off the wall.
Well, accidents happen.
But we try to talk about that all at the beginning, and we point that in there. And one of the things that's required, if we're going to be working on the wall, if there's anything valuable on the inside of the house, we want to remove that off the wall now and protect it, and we'll reinstall it when we're done working on the walls. I mean, Danny, we're working on homes sometimes that are you know, 100 years old. These aren't, you know, sometimes it's 2x4 construction, and it's not the most stable surface. So you have to do things as you go through the project. Now, for me, something goes sideways on a project, I'm responsible. And yes, lawyers put a lot of things in, and there's certain things that the state of Minnesota mandates is in our contracts. But I'd be wary. I'd want to ask more questions and kind of go from there. It sounds like a few lawyers got a hold of something, and basically, yeah. if anything goes sideways, it's on the homeowner, it sounds like.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. We're not responsible for anything. I just found it interesting. Thanks to the listener. Good luck with that. I'd like to hear that listener, he or she, give us a result. I know they also added that they would be checking, asking more questions about those items. So we'll let you know. We'll let you know if we hear back. Phone number for any kind of other home improvement question is 651-461-9226. It is also a text number for your question. Another text came in, and they've heard, Andy, you talk about the acceptable humidity levels in homes. What are we looking at this time of year?
You know, in that around that 40% range is pretty acceptable. It's more important as it gets colder in the year. And it's not that it's not important now. You know, if you're not running a dehumidifier and it's 80% in there and you're getting the musty odors in your basement, yeah, that can lead to some issues. But in the wintertime, if we don't, I've had more issues because of humidity in the wintertime because of the how easy it is for warm air to meet a cold surface and cause condensation. So the more moisture that's in the air, the easier that is to happen. So as it gets colder, for instance, below 20 degrees, the recommendation sometimes on a lot of homes is under 20%. So for me, I run at 44% right now for the summer. And as it gets towards the fall, I crank that down to 38%. And I've had good luck with my home because of that. Now, I would take a look at your home and adjust as you see. As long as you're understanding what's happening, it's when things get really out of whack that bad things happen. So as long as you're running some type of dehumidification system, you're hovering around that 40% range, you're usually okay.
Do you, at your house, Andy, with your air conditioning, doing much of the work as far as dehumidification, do you also have, like, in the basement, a dehumidifier as well?
Yeah, and at my house, Danny, we don't run the AC all that much. You know, I have an old four-square farm home that has really good shade and really good airflow. So for the most part, my air conditioning units aren't operating. That's why, might be why my air conditioning unit has lasted as long as it has. You know, when it only runs, you know, sure, a couple weeks a year, it seems to last decades.
You have natural cooling. That's great.
I do.
Let's do this. We need to take a break, I'm getting told, so let's do that. Again, invite our listeners to join in. If you still have any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, we have 69 degrees. It's overcast. Again, maybe raining where you are. It will be raining later today, if not already, and certainly overnight tonight. We're looking at chances of rain, maybe half an inch today, 3/4 of an inch possible overnight. That's just here in the next day and a half or so here in the Twin Cities, with more to come. At this moment, 69 degrees from News Talk 830 WCCO. Had a good Saturday morning to you. Don't forget Dad tomorrow, Father's Day tomorrow, and a warm one it will be here in the Twin Cities, maybe 92 for a daytime high. We're in the midst, the final moments of our home improvement show presented by Lindus Construction. Andy, Lindus answering those questions. Here's one, Andy, before we run out of time. A listener wants to know, they want to know what wood deck, what wood material would be the best stainable decking? What do you think?
I've seen some of that Ipe and some of that other wood last a really, really long time. Some of the redwood decks we've worked on over the years have lasted a really, really long time. Cedar always takes staining very nicely. I'd stay away from the brown treat and green treat if you're wanting to have a nice stained deck. Now, those can last a long time, but that doesn't take stain very good. So, any of the exotic woods or cedar seem to be the best bet.
Okay, very good. I'm looking at another text from a listener. What's the best way to vent heat out of my attached garage during the summer months without having the doors or windows open, they add?
Having proper roof venting. And if you don't have any type of roof venting, this might be a good place to put one of our power vents or solar powered vents that are going to manually pull the exhaust out of that garage area for you.
Okay. Now, when we talk about power vents, I know going back to roofing and the attic, you're saying that some folks who have all sorts of vents, actually, they end up working against each other, right?
Yeah, you have to look at the entire attic or the entire space as a whole and make sure that you don't do that. But in these types of areas where maybe you don't have the intake and the soffit venting and it's not a heated space, it could be you're just looking at installing, and maybe just installing an electric exhaust fan in the gable area that you can turn off and on to vent that area might be the best bet for you. Now, I know this sounds goofy. Having a dehumidifier in your garage sometimes can lead to it being a little bit cooler as well. So I know I run our dehumidification unit out in my garage. My garage is a little bit more of a man cave than a garage, though.
Yeah.
I used a lot of old barn wood on the interior walls, and it's labor of love here for me. I get this is my one thing I've ever built brand new for myself. So I've been working on it. Still not finished, Denny. I think I'm on year 6 of this build now.
we won't get into that, but what kind of insulation is there?
I did a spray foam on all of the walls, and then I did a cellulose R60 blown into the attic. Why I like cellulose in the attic space, even if you're going to put down a little bit of spray foam where you seal everything off and then put cellulose over the top, I've had better luck with rodent control with cellulose than fiberglass. I think the fire retardant that they add to the cellulose has a natural, rodent deterrent. It seems like they don't seem to like that cellulose as much as the fiberglass. And being out in the country, an old 4-square farm home, that I thought that was an important thing. And in fact, Denny, rodents cause as much damage in attics as almost anything. So outside of leaks and moisture issues, rodents are the other next big problem that we see in a lot of attics where, imagine, something is running around up there. It's all dead air space that gives you the R value. So the more that insulation gets compressed, the less R value it has. And now rodents are going to, be using rodent plumbing up in the attic. Yeah. And so that's going to compress some of the thing. Or they're going to build a nest in one area or have tunnel systems everywhere. So it's when we run into those issues, this is why we end up vacuuming out a lot of these attics and getting down to the bare, decking and the ceiling so we can see exactly what's going on and fix it the right way.
A couple of minutes ago on the show, Andy, let's grab another text. My house texter says it's all brick. Recently, I noticed two small holes in the mortar where a bee was entering. What can I use to plug those holes? What material do you think you could put in there?
I believe OSI makes a concrete mortar filler. I would look that up online. I know there's a couple of other ones out there as well that are specifically for concrete. Now, the worry is mortar, as it starts to fall apart, you usually can see some cracking elsewhere. So it might be where this is going to be something that you have to do on a regular basis. I don't know where these holes came from or why the holes are there, but I would inspect the rest of the mortar and look for the cracking and try to repair that as you go along there. But there are caulkings, and you know, where it doesn't quite look exactly like the mortar, but they make it specifically to match mortar.
Okay.
A few of the manufacturers, but OSI, when it comes to caulking and silicone and any types of glues, that's where I start. I look them up online. I think those folks have designed some pretty awesome products over the year, and yeah. And we're constantly testing silicones and products, and we have less failure rates with OSI products than any of the other products.
Yeah, good product. 2 minutes to go. Texter has an Anderson patio sliding door that could be 20 years old, and all of a sudden it does not slide well. A friend looked at it, said, "We have had a lot of rain and things swell." She said, "I'm not sure where my deceased husband purchased it. What should I do next?" What would you recommend that listener do?
It could be the rollers that are going bad, you know, depending on these patio doors. And hopefully that there are parts available that you can get. So one thing that that we know, when we come out and look at these projects, if it can be repaired, we're going to let you know. And our group of people are as good at working on any of these projects as anyone and repairing them. Having said that, a 20-year-old patio door might only have, you know, 10 years left on its life tops, and if it's really hard to operate now, whether it can be adjusted, I don't know. You might want to look at what the costs are to replace that patio door. And that's the nice part about us, Denny. When we come out and look at projects like this, we can go over both of those things.
Yeah. And get a free estimate.
Absolutely. Yeah. No cost to it whatsoever.
More information. So, yeah, for that listener and all the listeners who may want to reach out to Lindis for whatever project you may have in mind, especially take advantage of some of these great deals now. 844-9-LINDIS, 844-9-LINDIS. Andy, as we head out of here, happy Father's Day to you, and do let us know when you suddenly become a grandpa. And
I will.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And let's meet up again next week.
Sounds great, Danny. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Yeah, give him a call, 844-9-LINDIS. Maybe you need a new deck. Bet you could still have one before the year is up, before the summer's done. 844-9-LINDIS. Showers and thunderstorms possible today in the Twin Cities. It's going to be a nice day today, otherwise 72 the high, but on Dad's Day tomorrow, we're going to get up to near 92. Denny Long here. Thanks for listening today. Thank you, Dennis, downtown. Overcast, 69 degrees now in the Twin Cities.